Hey everybody, we're here with Dylan Kaplan, and Dylan is the men's and women's cross country coach at Cecil College, and Dylan's going to spend a little time with us today about coaching and his roots in Lebanon County and cross country, the great sport that it is. Dylan, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm happy to be sitting down and talking to you today.
Okay, Dylan. Okay, so Dylan, tell me, how old are you? Where did you go to school and when did you graduate?
Absolutely. So I am currently 28 years old. I went to school at Anvil Cleona High School, and I graduated with the class of 2012.
Okay, great. And then Dylan, tell me like what sports did you play in high school?
Absolutely. So in high school, I dabbled in a little bit of everything. I did football for 2 years. I wrestled for 2 years. I played baseball 4 years. I was on the golf team for 2 years. Did a little bit of everything.
Okay. That's
Only
great.
soccer for a year. Sorry about that.
Okay. But you didn't mention cross country.
No, I never did track or cross country until I got to college. So I initially went to school for baseball to a junior college in West Virginia, one of the top schools in the country. We were ranked, I think, top 10 when I got there, Potomac State University. They're the junior college of West Virginia. But actually, that year that I went there for baseball, we beat West Virginia,
Oh.
and I ended up getting hurt and needed a couple shoulder surgeries, and I ended up transferring to a school in Delaware called Wesley College. They're Division III. I tried to play fall ball there for a little bit, but still was hurt. Once your shoulder's gone, it's just gone. Got another surgery, and then one day my life actually changed. I got a call from the head track and field coach at Wesley College, Stephen Kimes, and he kind of just told me, "Hey, you're going to be doing track and field for us, throwing jab and running." And I kind of laughed at him at first, and then showed up at practice and the next day. And 4 years later, I was a part of two national championship teams. Where we had individuals and our relay teams win, and which I was a part of as the and got to was a 4 year captain of those teams. We were nationally ranked, so it was a lot of great experiences. And then it kind of took off from there.
And that was at Wesley.
Yep, Wesley College, which is actually, the funny thing is they're no longer a school this year. 2021, so just recently, I think it's the 1 year mark, they were bought by, the neighbor Division I school, Delaware State University.
Okay. So why did he just call you out of the blue like that about jav and you said jav and running, right?
Wesley was a very, Wesley's a small Division III school, so I think at the time, Times was really turning the program around. It was still on the newer side. I feel like they've had a team, but Times was only, I think it was his first or second year at the school, so he was just trying to make a new culture, new traditions. And I think, I guess he heard about me from some of the kids. I was friends with some of the track and field kids,
Okay.
and they kind of just mentioned me, I guess, and he heard about it. So, with track and field, most of the best athletes in the world are, dual sport athletes. And I think that's
Yeah.
just how it is in general. So I think Times gave me a call, and it kind of turned into that. And he became really my mentor, and I'm very grateful for him. I wouldn't be in the opportunities and the spots that I'm in now without him. And I still talk to him, a couple times a week.
Cool. Okay, so how long have you been the cross country coach at Cecil College?
I have been the cross country coach. This will be my third season.
Okay.
I started during, I think I was officially hired. I knew I was doing it before this, but I think I was officially announced and hired June of 2020. So really, right when COVID was shutting things down, or starting to shut things down. So my first season there, I didn't actually, none of us actually got to compete. We were lucky just to be able to practice.
Okay.
So my first year was kind of under COVID. Last year was my first actual year with the program. And the thing about our program, which is a kind of a cool story, is that our program's only been, this is the fourth year of our program. I was given a brand new team.
Okay.
It was started the year prior by our athletic trainer and our former assistant athletic director. They both did a great job. I was given a team, I think, with like two kids on it. Now we have full rosters. Year of recruiting, full rosters, and you know we have some great kids on our team. You know, we're kind of a unique story, and you know, we have kids that can compete. So it's I've been here for about 2 years. I came to the school from I was an assistant coach at a Division I university, Delaware State. I was one of the coaches that Kimes took with him when he got the new job at Del State. And then before then, I was the associate head coach, director of recruiting, and director of operations for Wesley College after I graduated. And I was there for about 2 years. I was with Del State for about 3 years, 2 or 3 years as well.
Yeah. So Dylan, like, tell me about cross country and how is cross country different than most sports, and how is it the same? Sports is sports is sports, I guess. But the from what I know about these cross country runners, they're a different breed.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. They definitely are a different breed. I'll say that. And I think one thing, you know, even I'll be honest, even myself, you know, when I went to Anvil, or even you know before I did the sports, you know, before I did track and cross country in college, you know, I never thought track and field and cross country athletes. Well, actually, athletes, if that makes sense. You know, I think everybody has
okay.
I think everybody has the wrong persona, if that makes
sense.
And to give you an idea, cross country is just as technical as every other sport. You still have to break, you know, you still watch film, you break down form. Then you have to think about all the other stuff that you comes with the body. You have to make sure that you're working the right muscles, that you're not working this part of the body too much one day. You're still working, like, different things in the body, like some days you want to push the lactic acids and things like that. Just you really have to learn the kinesiology of the body, and so I think it makes cross country, you know, difficult to coach. And also, you know, in college your top five runners count as scores. At high school I think it's the top seven. So you know, and scoring is difficult too, because it's like a chess match. So you can